Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, and I've just woken up in my own bed for the first time in a week. And that's really pretty good, really. Really pretty good, really. That's, oh dear, I can't actually speak this morning. That's the only downside. My brain seems to have rotted either overnight or over the past 7 days. There we go. I can't actually string a sentence together. However, this morning, for the first morning in my flat, a little head appeared at about 7:45, resting his chin on the bed, saying, "I'm hungry," or something along those lines. He is lying back down again now, actually. He's probably realised that I'm not the fastest at getting up. He's done his job to make sure that I've stirred. Oh, he's putting his head on my foot now. Come on, Joe, come round here. Come here. Come on. Hello. Yeah, thank you. It's very nice. Lick on the nose. Waggy tail. Now, Mr. Geo, before you knock everything off my bedside table with your big tail, are you hungry? Would you like your breakfast? He still hasn't quite got the word breakfast yet. We're getting there, hopefully, but there was a glimmer of recognition with dinner. Geo, come here. Come. Would you like your breakfast? No, not quite there. Right, okay. We will go and source it anyway. And hopefully... So, oh, I see you found the dog bag. Thankfully, there's nothing in the dog bag, so that's fine. In my very organised way, which is a minor miracle, moved stuff out of the dog bag so that the dog can't get it, obviously. Well, today, anyway, no, this boo's not about today. It's about yesterday. What rubbish am I talking? I don't know what I'm doing, do I really? So yesterday was day 8 of going dog training, the second Friday. Yeah, it was a nice day actually. It went quite nicely. Woke up, packed, didn't get breakfast, so feasted on dried apricots instead. I know how to live. And then took the doggy downstairs, didn't we? Yes. He spent nicely, which was good. And then we went off with Becca in the car round the rather convoluted back streets that surround the outer circle of Regent's Park. Until we found a suitable parking space and took the dogs off for a free run. And I gather that they have been to Regent's Park on quite a few previous occasions. So they were quite familiar with where we were going. I discovered that Mr. Geo here is a bit of a typical vocal shepherd when it comes to, "I want something, and you're not giving it to me." Is that a fair approximation of the noise you were making? Or was that singing? Probably made all the better by the fact that he was on gentle leader, so he couldn't open his mouth that wide. "You're doing horrible things to me. They're not letting me go and run." And we had to wait a little while whilst, in particular, Sparky was sorted out. Since, obviously, whilst I have a little experience of free running, I have to say I actually didn't do that much with Vance, as you probably know since previous recordings, but a little experience of doing it. It was all new to John. But basically, the process, as you would have heard on the recording, because I'm sure you've listened to the previous one, that wasn't meant to be a sort of laugh sound, that was meant to be adding a S to one to make it go. Good boy. Yeah, so the process is all pretty simple. We have a play collar, which doesn't have the half chain on it, so that it can't get caught. So stick that on the dog, take off half check, make sure that the gentle leader or whatever you're using, head collar thingy, is attached. Are we going out first before breakfast, or let me think, what should we do? Let's do breakfast first, then going out, I think. So make sure that that is attached. I need a whistle, don't I? By the door. I'm not used to having a whistle because we withdrew it from Mr. Vance a few months in because it wasn't really doing anything useful. Yeah, spare one hanging there. Fabulous looking piece of string. I'm sure it will catch on eventually. Where did I put the tin? Food thing. Oh dear, I can't speak this morning. Gio, are you coming in here? Good boy. And sit, please. Well, that's nice sitting. He knows how to sit when he wants food. It's only when he doesn't want something. Yep, so then when he really fingers through the play collar, take the, obviously there's been lots of location sourcing in that time, making sure it's all safe and points away from roads and all that sort of thing. Slip head collar off and send dog off with its nice little jingling bell. And then keep walking, so the dog has to keep focusing on you. And eventually stand by with a treat. Blow your whistle three times. Dog comes rushing back, or in the case of Sparky, came and sat in front of me, waiting for the treat intended for Gio. We're using these, I'm using, because I managed to get Tony very kindly to give me one. One of these lick sticks. And I'm going to get some more. I like them. Because it'd be handy to have one sitting around at home, regardless of what I have in my pocket. Just whilst getting Gio used to things. Let's just do the food. Go. Too much of a soup here. Good lad for waiting. Although I'll have you sitting again, please. Good boy, thank you. Okay, Gio. Breakfast. Discovered he's not the fastest eater. He doesn't just gobble it. Quite gentle one. Maybe that's the shepherd in him. I can't, to be honest, remember I can remember what Vance was like initially, because he wasn't very food focused at all. He would actually get halfway and wander off or decide that he wasn't going to eat it at all. And so that was one of our fairly early things to work on. Anyway, sit down for a moment whilst he's gobbling that up. So I was using this lick stick thing, which is really good. You just take the top off. It's like a little roll-on deodorant. It's meant to smell of salmon. It actually smells of chicken oxo cube and other types of Cube are available. And so John Blue's whistle, dogs came back, licked thing, all very good. Repeat endlessly. So that was all rather nice. I'm not going to be doing lots of free running, but it was nice, good. Next up, got back to hotel at about 10 minutes there, literally. Enough time to send the bowl back to guide dogs. There we go. That's my donation for the for now. And the Zoom groom back, because I've got one here and I don't really like it anyway. Zoom groom is this funny rubbery thing with spikes in it, which is meant to, if you run it up the dog's fur, is meant to sort of collect it. And I've never found it to be of the slightest bit of use on a hairy dog. But and you never know with him, actually, because he's got his coat is very different to Vance's. It's still a double coat, but much smoother, somewhat thinner, shorter. Not much evidence of the undercoat at all, really. It's getting there. So that's all that. Driven back here by Tony, which was nice. Got into flat, everything fine. Gio has been good, I think, in the circumstances, given that it's all new, it's all a bit confusing. He's played with me. He's been fairly clingy. He seemed to spend a good chunk of the night sleeping by my bed. He wasn't sure about his bed for a bit. Basically, Vance had this big cushion-like bed, and we've replaced the cover on it, so it should all smell new and stuff. It's not, you know, just sort of second-hand Vance's bed. It was taking him a little bit to be used to it. He stopped. He came and licked my toe, which is very kind of him. Should we go outside then? I'm going to do a busy. Right, hang on a moment. Check I have. Yes, I do. That's useful. Right, wait there, mister. Wellies. There's no actual mud, but it does get a bit dirty out there. And lead. Spare lead. Good boy, wait there. We'll see if we can get you into it back into something approximating a routine, shall we? One of the things that I need to... Well, there are a few things that I need to work on here. Wait, please. Wait. Oi! No, back. Gio, back. Back. You wait until I tell you. Wait. Come. Good boy. Busy boy. Busy, busy. Oh, it's a nice morning. Shame we can't go anywhere. Come on, busy boy. Come on, busy, busy. Gio. What are we trying? No, we're not trying. Come on, busy boy. I can't remember what I'm saying. I might just pause this and I will come back and finish off with the stuff to work on in a moment. Okay, I'm back again. I'm inside. He did both his busies, so that was really, really good. I'm going to try and finish this recording fairly quickly because I realise that I have rambled on for around 14 minutes, which is a bit ridiculous for just a quick update. I'll try to make my future ones a little bit more succinct. So the things that I want to work on in terms of sort of, as well as obviously the routes and stuff that we're going to do in the coming week, are, one, when the dog comes in from outside, either from spending out the back or from a walk or something, I always wipe their feet. It's a little thing, but I always got Vance to give me his paw. I would touch the one that I wanted and he would lift it up. Gio isn't doing that at the moment. Don't think he actually knows the word paw. I'm attempting to get that. Next thing that I want to have a think about is, at the moment, he is already being a little protective of the front door. If he's hearing noises out there, I'm getting a little grumble from him. If something's closer, then perhaps a bark. There we go, we're getting one now, actually. Little grunt. I don't mind having a dog that gives a warning bark, because I think it's useful from a security point of view. I don't want it to turn into a full-blown protective thing. I think maybe the way to do that is that he is allowed to do that, and then he's asked to come and lie down and is then quiet. But I need to make sure that I'm not sort of reinforcing a behaviour too much by responding when he barks. So something to talk to Becca about, I think. Next up, he has, as I've mentioned a number of times, this sort of soft toy, this sort of beanbaggy soft toy. Well, one, I'd like to get another one of them as a safety net in case we lose one or it gets mangled or something. So I might look at the Facebook Guide Dogs Lounge group for that and see if anybody has any ideas. But one of the things is, because obviously it being a sort of comfort toy, it's left with Geo for much of the time. However, he also uses it as a fetch toy, and he's forever bringing it to me to throw. And I don't mind that some of the time, but generally with these games, it's better if the owner is in control and can withdraw the toy at some point. But I don't really like withdrawing this one, because actually he seems to settle much better with it. And so I want to find some kind of way of allowing him to play with it with me. And so sometimes when he brings it to me, being able to throw it, but that he doesn't expect that every time he brings it that I'll do something. Now, I'm not sure how that works from a consistency point of view. Maybe I need to be the instigator of the game. Maybe I need to ask him to get it or something and we play the game. But it is nice sometimes having him come and bring it and want it thrown. The problem is that he then gets upset if I don't do it. And I start going... or, as happened yesterday, I put it out of reach of my bed and he tried climbing onto the bed to get it. And I had to do a very firm oi and off and physically place him back on the floor. But at least that told me that if I want to put something out of reach, it needs to be seriously out of reach, like in a cupboard or something. So I think that's mainly it for now. But I will report back. I may not do as many recordings during this phase of guide dog training. We'll just see how it goes. Leave it. Good boy. Thank you. Well done. Good boy. I don't know what he was doing, but it didn't sound good. He is a lot more nosy than Vance was in the early days, sticking his nose everywhere. He's now gone off around the laundry. Don't think he'll find so much there. As long as he doesn't present me with a shirt or something. Anyway, hope that's of some interest. Thank you for listening, as always. Please continue to do so and let me know your thoughts. Please just watch out that the new Audioboo update apparently removes the direct messaging feature. So if you want to send me a message or something, I would recommend using Twitter, maybe, in the first instance. And maybe I can think of a new way of doing this. Okay. Have a good day or something. Body.